Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Pei Gimel. We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, Li'achab Tirosi Shira Blazer, after Blazer passed away, Nichlasu Arbo'a Zikenim Lahoshiv Al Devorav. Four great sages, which the Gemara is going to enumerate in a moment, came together to go and respond to Reb Lezer. Now, what did Reb Lezer say that these four Zekanim are all teaming up together to ask questions? That's Reb Lezer Bar Mishnah of yesterday. And Reb Lezer said, a gewaldige, gewaldige chiddush. If you go back to the Mishnah just for a moment and pay Beis Omid Aleph, you'll see the first two lines of the Mishnah, Megarishis Ishto V'Omola. Person Rachman Litzlan is giving a get to his wife, and he says, Hari at muteres l'chol adam. Well, that part is normal. But then he added, Ella l'plaini. What means Ella? We had a machloikis in the Gemara yesterday, where Ella means chutz mi plaini, or al menas shloi tinasi l'plaini. But either way, what we're talking about is a situation where you are limiting the get. Normally a get, of course, permits a woman to marry anybody in Klal Yisrael, with the exception, of course, of Kohanim, because she's a Grusha. But otherwise, she can go and marry anybody. And here we have what's called a Shir Beget. Shir Beget means it's not 100% inclusive. There's at least one exception to the rule. Of course, they said, El Pliny, Al Menas Pliny. Apparently the Zakenim were a little bit upset about this. They said, how could that be that you have a Shir Beget? And therefore these four Zakenim each had a response. Talks about Eluhain. Who are the four? We started with the B'yosi Aglili, Reb Tarfin, Reb Luz Ben Azariah, Reb Akiva. Sounds almost like the Zakenim in the Haggadah that we read on the night of Pesach. Now there seems to be a printing error, in the sense that we start off with Reb Yosi Gli and then Reb Tarfin, and then when the Gemara enumerates their tshuvos, we start with Reb Tarfin. That's why you'll notice next to Reb Yosi Aglili there's a small bays in my Gemara, where in fact it should say Reb Tarfin first, and then Reb Yosi Aglili, because that's the order of those asking the questions. So Zok Gemara. And then Reb Tarfin V'yomar. So Reb Tarfin says, Reb Lezer, how can you allow for a shir beget? Hari shahol chazu v'nisses li ochiv shal zeh, shenesra olav. U'meis v'loi bonan, v'loi nimtze zeh oikadovim en ha-toira. Ho'lamanato she'ein zeh krisus. What's Reb Tarfin's point? Remember, we have again, the person gives a get to his wife, and he says in the get, Hari at materes l'chol adam chutz mi, let's call him Yankel Smith. As far as Yankel Smith is concerned, my wife, are still married vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. You're still an Ashes Ish. You're not a Grusha vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. Okay, but everybody else in Klal Yisrael, she can marry. So what happens if she marries the brother of Yankel Smith? Okay, nothing wrong with that, according to Reb Lezer. Now what happens if a year passes, 5 years passes, they have no children. And Nebuch, the brother of Yankel Smith, passes away. So she falls now liyibim to Yankel Smith. Can Yankel Smith go and be miyabimer? Says Reb Tarfin, of course not, according to you, Reb Lezer. Because as far as you're concerned, Reb Lezer, vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she's still married to the original husband. Because after all, there was a shiur in the get, she's still an anxious ish, vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. So what's going to happen? She won't be able to go and have the yibum. And therefore, says Reb Tarfin, Hari shahul chazu v'nissus li'achav shalzeh, if she goes and marries the brother of this Yankel Smith, shenetzer olav, to whom she is asur, umeis v'loi bonim, and Nebuch, the new husband, the brother, passes away, lo'inim tzeh o'ikadov min atroira. What's going to happen as a result of Reb Lezer's halacha, we will not be able to mekayim the din of Yibum. Halamarta she'ein zeh krisus. So we see clearly that this get is not a proper sefer krisus if it doesn't allow for the mitzvah of Yibum. That was the Tana of Reb Tarfin. We're going to go through all of the four tainas, and then after that the Gemara is going to address each one. I never heard of something like that. Did you ever hear a piece of chazer that's mutter for one person and osir from the other person? If it's chazer, it's chazer for all. If it's not chazer, it's mutter to everyone. How could something be osir to one and mutter to the other? In other words, how can this lady be a grusha and mutter to Gans Klal Yisrael and only osir to Yankel Smith? It defies the imagination. And then Rabbi Yosef Glili V'yomer, Heichem Matzina, where do we find Osel Lezeh, Mutzel Lezeh? Her Osel is something which is Osel, Osel Lekoy. V'amutzel Mutzel Lekoy. And in this case, you're telling me that this lady is Mutzel to the whole world and Osel to Yankel Smith? Halamana Tashayin Zeh Krisis. This is not a proper get Krisis. Finished. And then Rabbi Yosef Azari V'yomer, Krisis. You don't even have to go and speculate with various cases. Just look at the Pasuk itself. The Nosan law, the cost of law, Sefer Krisis, the Nosan beyond, he has to write a Sefer Krisis. The definition of Krisis is, Dover HaKoides Beino Le Beino, something that cuts through between him and her, and doesn't leave any strings attached. But here I do have a string attached. What's the string attached? That vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she is still a married lady. Alamanata Sheinze Krisis. Finished. Now we get to Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Akiva, those who just joined us, we are on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines before the wide light. We're going through four arguments of four great Zakenim that are now responding to Rabbi Lezer's fascinating halach of yesterday. Rabbi Lezer says you could theoretically have a get with a shiur, where you go and say, Sprinza, you're allowed to go marry everyone, Hariat Muteres L'chol Adam. Chutz! Except for Yankel Smith. So we went, really went through the tainus of Reb Tarfon, Reb Yosef Glida, Reb Elozim and Azaria, we're up to Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva has two tainus. Then Reb Akiva Yomar. Hashahol Chazu, what happens if this lady went? Venisis li Echem and Ashuk. And she married just anybody, right? She's allowed to marry anybody with the exception of Yankel Smith. So she married somebody. V'hoyu l'bonan, and Baruch Hashem, they had children, a fine mishpucha. Finis Aaron Malon, then Nebuch Rachmun Litzlon, that husband passed away. Oyshin is Garish or Nebuch, the marriage ended with a divorce. The Omda Venisis Lazeh, Shinesra Olaf. What happens if now, 5 years later, 20 years later, she goes and marries Yankel Smith? What's going to happen? Like Nimtze Get Bottle of Anem Amzerim. Aren't you going to have a situation where you have the Getter's Bottle in Mafreya from 20 years ago? What do you mean? Because the original get was given with a chutz, or with a stipulation. And what was the stipulation? That you're not going to marry Yankel Smith. If you marry Yankel Smith, the get is off. Come twice, 20 years later, when she marries Yankel Smith, guess what happened? This marriage that she had in between was a marriage in sin. Because she was never, ever giget. She was never divorced from the very first husband. She didn't go and comply with the stipulation. So therefore, the marriage was no good, and the children, Rachman Litzlan, are all mamzerim. Therefore, says the Gemara, Lamanata she'ein zeh krisis. This is not krisis. So this is pshat, or this is taina number one of Rabbi Akiva. Tovar Achad is a second taina, says Rabbi Akiva. Hari shehu yizeh shenesra olav koyin. What happens if Yankel Smith wasn't just a Smith? He was Yankel Smith a koyin. And now the original Megarish passed away. In other words, the original husband that gave this funny get with a shiur, he never passed away. So now this lady now is wearing two hats. Like Nimtis Almona Etzloi Ugrusha Eitzel Kaladam, vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she's an Almona. Why is she an Almona? Because she was never a Grusha vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, because there was an exception built in to the get. She's Muteres L'chol Adam, but not Yankel Smith. Yankel Smith, she was still an Aishas Ish. And now when her husband passed away, now she becomes an Almana. So she's an Almana vis-a-vis one of them, that's the Yankel Smith. Or Grusha Eitzel Kol Adam, she's a Grusha against everybody else in the world. Now what would be the halacha? Would she be able to go and marry Yankel Smith? No. Why not? Because even though Yankel Smith, vis-a-vis him, she's not a grusha, but she's a grusha for 10 million other people. V'kal v'choymer u'ma grusha shehi kala, the iser of a grusha l'koyin is relatively lenient when you're comparing it to the iser of an eshes ish, of chas v'sholem, someone living with a married woman. That's a din of misa. The din of a grusha to a koyin is an iser lav. So obviously it's more lenient. She would not be able to go marry Yankel Smith because of the fact that she's a grusha, not vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, but vis-a-vis everybody else. So now, Eishes Ish, she is of course an Eishes Ish until now, until her husband passed away. She chamura, that's a much greater Isser Chomer. What do you mean that she's an Eishes Ish? She's not an Eishes Ish vis-a-vis the whole world. But she's the Eishes Ish vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. Remember, her husband gave a get. The get says, you're mutter to everybody else. So vis-a-vis everybody else, she's a grusha. But not Yankel Smith. So vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, they're still husband and wife. She's an Eishes Ish. Now when the husband passes away, now she becomes an alman. But when she was still, when her husband was still alive, her first husband, so Eishes Ish, the Eishes Ish part of her, vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she chamur, that's much more chamur because there's a din of an oinish of misa. She should be osir to everybody else. See, hetraboisa. Just like when she is osir, she, again, the original husband gave her a get. The get said, you can marry everybody mutaris chalodom except for Yankel Smith. So what happens at this point? She's now a grusha vis-a-vis 9,999,999 Jews, and she's still an Eishes Ish vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. So, is she allowed to? Yankel Smith happens to be a Kohen. Would she be allowed to go and marry Yankel Smith under these circumstances? The Gemara assumes not. Not only because she's an Eishes Ish, but because she's a Grusha. And when will it make enough gemina if her husband, that original husband that gave her this funny get, if he passes away? So from this point on, she's even quote unquote mutter to Yankel Smith because she's no longer an Eishes Ish. However, since Yankel Smith happens to be a Kohen, she still wouldn't be able to marry him because she's a grusha for everybody else. But she's not a grusha for Yankel Smith. Makes no difference, but she's a grusha. Madach the Issa grusha to a Kohen, which is relatively lenient. The fact that she's a grusha for everybody else, asks her to Yankel Smith. So the fact that she was until now an Eishes Ish vis-a-vis Yankel Smith should asser her against everybody else, because Eishes Ish is a much more chomer dika iser. Halamana to shein zekrisis. From this I see that it's not a proper get krisis. Bottom line, we have now gone through the arguments of each one of these four great zekanim. Amnon Rabbi Yeshua, as you all know, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer were peers, colleagues, and in fact, virtually every Mishnah where you find Rabbi Lezer, you find Rabbi Yeshua. They go together. So says Rabbi Yeshua now to his four, the other four Zekanim, Hein Meshivin Esari Liachar Misa. Rabbi Lezer already has passed away. Don't and ask any kashas now on Rabbi Lezer. Says Rashi for a very simple reason. If Rabbi Lezer was still around, very possibly be able to go and answer every one of your tithes. So, since he's not here, you can't go and argue with Rav Lezer. Now, Rava comments, Amar Rava, Kulu Islahu Pircha. As we'll see, on each one of the four arguments, there is a Pircha. We can ask a very strong question, and therefore the argument is really not such a strong argument. And Rabbi Yeshua is right in saying, Ein Meshivin Esari Liachamisa, because Rav Lezer probably would have given the arguments that the Gemara is going to enumerate shortly. Lebamid Rav Luzman Azariah, the last Pircha, Rav Luzman Azariah's Pircha that he asked, is bulletproof. That's concrete. Nobody can shlug up Rav Luzman Azariah's Pircha. Tanya Mihochi, Rav Yoisi, Royani Estim Rav Luzman Azariah, Mindivri Kulan. Rav Yoisi heard the tainess of all four Zakenim, and he said he thinks Rav Luzman Azariah is the best of all of them. And now the Gemara is going to review once again each one of the Tainas and show, if you will, the weaknesses in the Taina, so that Rava is right and Rav Yoisi is right, that three out of the four, the Tainas are nishkeferlich, there's a way to address them. Only Reb Elazar ben Azariah is bulletproof. So Omama. Nen Reb Tarfon v'Omar. What was Reb Tarfon's taina? Her shaholchus v'minis liyachem shel zeh. Sheneser olav umeis b'loy bonim. Again, the get said she's muteris l'chalodim, except for Yankel Smith. What happens if she now marries the brother of Yankel Smith? She marries Beryl Smith. Okay, so what happens now? They live together for a year or two, and Loyolaini, the Beryl Smith, passes away without any children. So what happens under normal circumstances? She falls liyibum to Yankel Smith. But she can't go marry Yankel Smith, because that was part of the original get structure. Hariyam Muteres HaChaladam, except for Yankel Smith. So what's going to happen? Loy nimtza ze oikedom minatoira. Aren't you have a situation, says Reb Tarfon, that because of Reb Elazar, you're being oiker a mitzvah of yibum minatoira? Freiti Gemara, what is the oiker? Iu okar. Was the oiker the din of yibum minatoira? As the Gemara is going to say in another line, who forced her to go marry the brother of Yankel Smith? She could have married Beryl Jones. She could have married a Moshe Goldberg. Vus Epis, why did she go and marry? Just he, Reb Elazar, is being oiker davar min ha-Torah. I don't understand that. Oh, you're right. And it's even more than that. Because after all, Reb Elazar was not addressing Yibam issues. Reb Elazar is just addressing this particular Shiur Beget. Is it good? Not good? How do you see these oiker psamitz in the Torah of Yibam? As such, mas nalaka davar min ha-Torah. We don't really mean oiker. We mean to go and say is, as a result of this Tanai, that he says, you can go and get married to anybody, except for, or on the condition that you don't marry to Yankel Smith, it's a Tanai. A dos meinte, mas alaka min ha-Torah. As a result of this Tanai, you're going to be oikedo min ha-Torah if they won't be able to be mekayim in the midst of Yiba. Pray Timara, nochma, like we said a moment ago, masna, mika omala, do we find that the original husband said to her, number one, don't go marry Yankel Smith. I'm sorry. Number one, he said that you are mitaris l'chol adam, with the exception of Yankel Smith. Yankel Smith you cannot marry. Did the husband say at the same time, but I want you to go and marry the brother of Yankel Smith, so that if Chalila, if the brother passes away, then you won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam. He didn't say anything about marrying the brother. He only addressed Yankel Smith. So it's where elagoyrem. Taki, you're right. It's not masna laka dovin atoyda. It's goyrem laka dovin atoyda. By allowing her to marry everybody except for Yankel Smith. So you are allowing her to go and marry Yankel Smith's brother. If that brother passes away without children, it's a grum, it's a goyrem. Frankly, Mar, if that's the case, if Goyrim is bothering you, we know that a person is allowed to go and marry his niece. So what happens if you have two brothers, and one of the two brothers sees that his brother has a wonderful daughter, and he marries her? Nothing wrong, an uncle's allowed to marry a niece. And then Loyalenu, the uncle passed away. And now this niece falls liyibam to her father. Can the father be miyabim her? No, of course not. First mission of Mesechus Yavamis. Chamesh Yesri Noshim, Poitus are saying, Torah are saying, Atzei for Oilam, and the first one is Bitor. So you're going to go and tell me an uncle is not allowed to marry his niece because maybe Chulila, they're not going to have children, and you're going to be Mavatel, the mitzvah of Yibam. Come on, give me a break. We never heard something like that. In fact, there are Gemaras that say that it's an inyan for an uncle to go and marry a niece. That's the pircha that Rava was alluding to, that of the four, three of them have a pircha. That's the pircha on Reb Tarfon. Tarfon, don't complain about Yibam, because according to you, an uncle would never be able to go and marry a niece. Now in each one of these four, the Gemara is going to review once again what we discussed yesterday. That when it says in the Mishnah, Ella Ploini, did he mean Chutz mi Ploini? Or does it mean Almanas Shloi Tenasi le Ploini? And we'll see why this makes a difference. Ubamai. Eilin b'chutz Mishra Shora Reb Elazar, are we talking about the Reb Lezer was matir when the person said, "Hariat muteres lachaladim chutz miyankel Smith"? Reb, the sign you learned in the Braiso. So, look at what. Even b'chutz, are we talking about a chutz situation? Mishashar Reb Lezer, the Reb Lezer matir in such a case. The sign you learned in the Braiso. We Reb Lezer makarish sitch miyamalar habedel lachaladim chutz miploini. Says Reb Lezer, what happens if in fact a person gives a get to his wife? And he says, with a chutz. And now she married somebody, anybody. Makes no difference. Moshe Goldberg. She married somebody. And that marriage unfortunately terminated because either the husband died, the husband gave a get. From this point on, Muteris Lezesh and Eser Olav. Reb Lezer says, now this woman can marry Yankel Smith. How can she marry Yankel Smith? Aye, that original get was with Achutz. Says Rashi, that once she married the second husband, Nitkom mi Ishus Harishon Negamri. That initial Ishus falls away totally. So she was married to the husband. The husband gave her as a funny get, which says, chutz mi Yankel Smith. Okay, fine. But Reb Lezer says it's a kosher get. Just don't marry Yankel Smith. And now she marries Beryl Jones. Fine, a wonderful chassan, a good. And then unfortunately, they got divorced, the Beryl died. Now she wants to marry Yankel Smith. Says Reb Lezer, I'm moide. Yes, she can marry now Yankel Smith. What happened? Says Rashi, because the second Ishus, that second marriage, Nitka me Ishus Arishon Lagamri. This now cut off the original Ishus. Because she now either got divorced from the second husband, or she became an almana from the second husband, she became a widow, the first marriage is now history, and now she has a clean slate, she can marry anybody that she wants to. So in Bazoi, so what's Reb Tarfon asking? Tarfon says, what happens if she married the brother of Yankel Smith? And then the brother passed away. Oh, she won't be able to be miyabem. It's not true. Reb Lezer says, in a case where he said, chutz, she can be nisyabem to Yankel Smith. Why? Because since she married somebody else in between, the old restrictions fall away, and now she can marry anybody, including Yankel Smith. So what's going on? So Timur Elba Almanas, Einachanami, the kasha that Reb Tarfon asked, was not a challenge to a chutz situation. It was a challenge to an almanas, that if instead of saying, Hariat Materis Chalodim, chutz mi Yankel Smith, he said, Hariat Materis Chalodim, almanas shaloitinasi li Yankel Smith, oh, this is an amdramasa. Because since we're talking about it tonight, that tonight remains in place forever. That being the case, says the Gemara, then I have a case that Ergoyrim lakar dovim minatoyra to be oikar the din of you. That was Reb Tarfon. Then Reb Yosef Glili. Reb Yosef Glili comes by. The Omer, he says, I have a tan. How do you ever find something in the Torah that for some people it's mutter and some people it's osa? If you have a shtik chazer, chazer is osa to everybody. Wearing shatness, osa to everybody. Cooking on Shabbos, also to everybody. There are no exceptions to the rule. Also to them, how do you have a situation over here? This lady is mutter to 9 million people, and she's also to one person. How can you have a person as mutter to them, also to them? Frank Mervaloy, you never found that. I'll give you a few cases. By Truma Vakadshim, Shasu Lezeh, Mutter Lezeh. Truma is only mutter to a Kohen. If I have a Yisrael or a Levi, an Erlechi that knows in Ganshas, I believe Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal was not a Kohen. So, what are you going to go and say? Is he allowed to eat Truma? I'm afraid not. His next door neighbor is a Kohen, is allowed to go and eat Truma. So you see from that you can have something which is Osir Lezeh Mutar Lezeh. So, the same thing by this lady, Shprinza, she's Osir to Yankel Smith, but she's Mutar to everybody else. So Kimara, that's not a good riot, because Truma V'Kodshim, that's talking about something extraneous. We're talking about Isra Isha coming. Did you ever hear about Isra Isha? Mutal Zeh, Osul Zeh? Of course, Bari Arayas. When you look at the parish of Arayas, a person is not allowed to marry his daughter, but his daughter is allowed to marry the whole rest of the world. A person is not allowed to marry his sister. The sister can marry everybody else. So you see, you have it. Also, Lazem with Lazem. Says, well, yeah, but the Ishus Komrinin. I'm talking about Isurim based on marriage, not based on incest. Praytibar Hari Ashes Ish. Every Ashes Ish is Mutalizah. She's Mutta to her husband, but she's also to everybody else. Say here too. This lady Shprinza, who got this funny get, is also Osir to Yanka Smith, Mutta to everybody else. So to my Hainu Picha, that's the Picha. Praytibar Bumai. Let's analyze again. What is the situation of Reb Lezer? Is he talking about Chutz or Almanas? Ubamai. Iwe uba Almanas, Hari Hutra Etzloi Biznus. If you're talking about Almanas, then there's a heter even to Yankel Smith. What do you mean there's a heter to Yankel Smith? Because this stipulation, this Tanai, was very, very limited. The Tanai was, you're mutter to the whole world, Mutterz Choladim, Almanas Shaloi Tanasi Li Yankel Smith, that you're not going to go and marry Yankel Smith. Okay, I'm not going to marry Yankel Smith. What happens if I live with him biznus? That already is not prohibited based on the get. What's now that I live biznus stamazai, upon in a penuya osur even be yichud, alachas kam bekama, they're not allowed to live together. But we mean out the get, vis-a-vis this get, wasn't even 100% isur on Yankel Smith, or vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. All it asked is that she's not allowed to go and marry him. She would, in terms of Znus, even to him, she is Mutter. Says Yimara Ibazoi, so what was the town of Yeshua Glili, Mutter Lezeh, Osel Lezeh? Even vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she's partially Mutter. We're not talking about an Almanah situation, rather, Rabbi Yosef Glili understood Rabbi Lezer as talking in a situation of Bachutz. Since we're talking about Bachutz, no, vis-a-vis Chutz, Yankel Smith is totally off limits, Sai through marriage and Sai through Znus. That was his kasha. Do you find Mutlazeh or Selazeh? Talking about Mike, and then we keep the Omar. We're now, for those that just joined us, 10 lines from the bottom of Pei Gimel Omer Aleph. Pei Gimel Omer Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Then Rabbi Kiva the Omar. So Rabbi Kiva says, I have two tainas. Taina number one, Harishal Holchazu. What happens if this lady Shprinza goes? Then this is the Achman Ashuk and she goes and marries somebody out in the market. In other words, anybody other than Yankel Smith. Please put yourselves all on mute. V'hoyu Labanim, and she had children from that Echemen Ashuk. V'nis Aramela, and afterwards she was divorced. Not divorced, she was widowed. Oynis Kasha, she got divorced. V'yom de v'nisis Lezeh, Shenesra Olav, and now she wants to go marry Yankel Smith, to whom she was Osir from the beginning. V'yinim to get Batal Mamneem, Mamzeirim. What you're going to have is a situation that if she marries Yankel Smith 5 years or 10 years later, then that first marriage was a prohibited marriage. Because the marriage was only based on the get from the very first husband, was only on the condition that you don't marry Yankel Smith. Well, she married Yankel Smith. Come to Christ, the get was no good. And the intervening marriage in between, that marriage was not a kosher marriage in the children of Mamzeir. Therefore, Zokti Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, you're causing Mamzeir. Rabbi Leza, what are you doing? Zokti Mari Hachi, Rabbi Kiva, I don't understand your taina. Bekula Tanoi, the Alman Nami Loitinsi. The same thing can apply to any Tanai. Not only this Tanai of Almanash Loitinasi Liankel Smith. What happens in Tanai? What? Everybody, please, Raphael, please put yourself on mute. Says the Gemara, by any other Tanai, what would happen if the Tanai is Almanas Shprinzi, you have to give me $200 within 5 years. Okay, within 5 years I'll get you $200. In the meantime, she marries somebody else, she has children. Now it's 5 years later, the original husband says, no, where's the $200? Sorry, I don't have $200. So guess what? The get was never effective, and for the marriage that she had with this intervening husband was not a kosher marriage. And therefore the children are mamzeirim. So this is a problem that you have with every Tanai. That Yehoki Mekula tonight the Alma Namalei Tintzev, you should never allow it to go marry until a Tanai has been fulfilled, because Dilma Loi Mekaim Alei Tanai, maybe eventually she won't fulfill the Tanai, but him to get what the mamzeirim. That was the pircha on the first taina of Rabbi Kiva. And again, what was the original hariat muteres l'chaladim? Ilay mebachut, are you telling me that it was hariat muteres l'chaladim? Chutz miyankel smith, mishashar Rebbelezer. We just said about 5 lines ago, 10 lines ago, that Rebbelezer agrees in that situation that the original chutz, that original iser vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, will fall away if she marries somebody else in between. The Sanya. Now we're quoting the same brayse as before. Ma'idir Rebbelezer, the Megarish Isisha, a person gives a get to his wife. V'yomala hariyat medezach aladim chutz mitloini. Oh, our case. V'yomala v'nisas liyachem initial. And after that she marries somebody else. V'nis ma'armala oynis garish. And after that she became a widow or she became divorced. She mutaris l'zesh neser olav. She's now allowed to marry Yankel Smith. Well, why is she allowed to marry Yankel Smith? She's violating the original exception in the original get. Zok Rashi, because since she married somebody else in between, and that marriage terminated with either a get or with Mises Abal, that's notka or nitka ishus harishon legamri. That cuts off the original ishus, which was still hanging by a thread because she was Asura Yankel Smith, that now falls away. So what's the problem? Why are you telling me that the Bnei Mamzerim, she's allowed to now marry Yankel Smith because she married somebody else in between and she had children and all the rest. Now she marries Yankel Smith, that marriage is perfectly fine. It's not oike the tanai whatsoever. It's not oike the get whatsoever. So Tomorrow, Ella, we're not talking about chutz, we're talking about Balmanas. When did Rebbelezer moide Rebbelezer? Dafka in a case of chutz. But if it was a case of almanas with a tanai, Rebbelezer would agree, l'chayra, you have to fulfill and comply with a tanai. And therefore, if she married somebody else in between, and now she wants to go marry Yankel Smith, young lady, Sprinzer, you have to fulfill and comply with your tanai. If you don't, it causes the first marriage to be void, and Nebuchadnezzar, the children are mamzer. So that was the first time of Rabbi Kiva. Tovaracha, the second time of Rabbi Kiva. Harisho Yizeshen Esra Olav Koyin. What happens if Yankel Smith is not just a Yisrael, he's a Koyin. Oh, ho, ho. Umeisa Megarish. What happens to the original Megarish, the original husband? You see, we have now a Koyin with us on the scene, so he can appreciate these issues. So Zokti Mara Harisho Yizesh and Esra Olav Koyin. What happens if he was a Koyin? Umeisa Megarish, and the Megarish never passed away. Loi Nimtzeis Almona Etzloi Ugrush Etz Kolonim. These are the 9,999,000 Jews and 999. She's a Grusha. Hariat Meteres Kolonim. Chutz Mi Yankel Smith. These are the Yankel Smith. She was still an Eishes Ish. Now what happens if the original husband passes away? She will remain a Grusha vis-a-vis everybody else. But vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she now becomes an almana. And what's the din? Is she allowed to go and marry Yankel Smith? No. Why not? She's almana. Almana's allowed to marry a kohen. Yeah, but she's a grusha. She's not a grusha vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. She's a grusha vis-a-vis everybody else. Oh, the kal v'chayim, ma the grusha, she kala. The issa grusha is, relatively speaking, lenient vis-a-vis the issa of Eishes Ish. Because it's only an Isra Lav. It's not an Isra Misa, not an Isra Oyish, a Misa. Asura Misham Tzadkerishin Sheba. She's not allowed to go and marry Yankel Smith because she's a Grusha vis-a-vis everybody else. Eishes Ish, when the first husband was still alive, she's an Eishes Ish vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. Lekoshkin, how is she allowed to marry everybody else? You're marrying an Eishes Ish. Not vis-a-vis me. Vis-a-vis me, you're a Grusha. So why can't you go and marry Yankel Smith the Kohen? If and when the first husband passes away. Vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she's not a grusha, she's only almana. So you see from that if she's wearing hats, two hats, one of a grusha, one of an Eishes Ish / almana, then for the other population, vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she's going to become osir out grusha, even though she was never nizgarish vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. So she should be an Eishes Ish vis-a-vis everybody else, even though she got a get, but vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she's an Eishes Ish, so she should be awesome to everybody else. Like Kochke.
So l'choyer, it's a good pircha. Frey timor ubemai. Again, what are we talking about? Ilay v'almanas. We're talking about that there was.
Can you repeat that?
The kalva chaymer. Brother Shai, you want me to repeat the kalva chaymer? Brother Shai, do you hear me? Are you speechless? Shelly, do you hear me?
I hear you. I think he's frozen.
Ah. Well, if he's frozen, he's not going to hear the explanation.
I hear you.
Oh, you hear me. Okay, good. So what was the taina? The taina is the husband gave a get. And the get says, Hariat Muteres L'chol Adam. Chutz mi Yankel Smith. Right? What happens now is, and Yankel Smith happens to be a kohen. Fine. Let's assume that eventually that first husband never passes away. Vis-a-vis the whole world, she was a grusha. Vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she was not a grusha. She was, and the exception to the Hariat Muteres L'chol Adam. So now that her husband passed away, she's an almana. Okay, is she allowed to go marry Yankel Smith at this point? If she would ask a Rav, the Rav would say, no. Why not? Because you're a grusha. I wasn't a grusha vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. Maskim. But you're a grusha vis-a-vis everybody else. That's enough to go and answer you on Yankel Smith, because you're a grusha vis-a-vis everybody else, even though not vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. Okay, if that's the case, let's go back to when the husband was still alive. The husband was still alive. She was a grusha vis-a-vis everybody else, but Eishes Ish vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, right? Because there was a chutz, there was an exception. So vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she's still an Eishes Ish. So how can she go marry anybody else when she wants to go marry Beryl Jones? Beryl Jones, you can't marry. She's an Eishes Ish. She's not an Eishes Ish vis-a-vis me. She's an Eishes Ish vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. True, but she's wearing a hat of Eishes Ish. You can't marry an Eishes Ish. So if you're telling me that vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she cannot go and marry because she's a grusha. Not vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, vis-a-vis everybody else. The Isser of grusha is much more lenient than the Isser of Eishes Ish. Because the din of Eishes Ish is the Oynish at Misa. The din of a grusha to a Kohen is an Isser Lav. Isser Lav is still an Isser Diraisa. But it doesn't rise to the level of an Isser Misa, of an Oynish at Misa like Eishes Ish. So if she's not allowed to go and marry Yankel Smith because she's a grusha vis-a-vis everybody else because of her second hat, then how should she be able to go and marry everybody else when the husband was still alive? She's an Eishes Ish. It's true she's not an Eishes Ish vis-a-vis them, but she's still wearing that other hat called the Eishes Ish hat vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. Yeah, it's good. Frey di Marietz, Ubamai, what's the case that we're talking about? Elaim of the Almanaz. Not a chut situation, the almanah situation. Hari grusha etzlei biznus. Even vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she's a grusha. Not that she's a grusha vis-a-vis everybody else. She's vis-a-vis everybody else and Yankel Smith. Because the only thing she's not allowed to do with Yankel Smith is get married. That was the Tanai. But otherwise, she's totally a grusha, even vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. What would be the nafkimina? Nafkimina is if chas v'shalom, she lives with Yankel Smith biznus. You wouldn't go and say under those circumstances she's being over an iser niuf, an iser of adultery, because the original husband didn't prohibit her from going and living with Yankel Smith. Her husband only prohibited her from marrying Yankel Smith. So that being the case, is she's a grusha vis-a-vis everyone, even Yankel Smith. And therefore, that's the reason why this Kal v'chomer falls away. Because the reason why she cannot marry Yankel Smith is because she was even a grusha vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. But she's allowed to go and marry everybody else because she was not an Eishes Ish at all vis-a-vis everybody else. So if that's the case, l'chomer, the Kal v'chomer falls away. Says Yimori, you're right. Don't learn a bit in almanas, ela b'chutz. Because when you say chutz, that means that she remains a total Eishes Ish vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. She didn't get even one speck of Gerushin vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. She's a grusha vis-a-vis everybody else. But by Yankel Smith, the husband said, Hariat Muteres L'chol Adam, Chutz mi Yankel Smith. So there was no get vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. Nevertheless, we say she's not allowed to marry Yankel Smith because he's a Kohen. And she got a get. She's a grusha. Mumadach, if we're not allowing her to marry Yankel Smith because of her other hat, that she's wearing vis-a-vis everybody else that she's a grusha, then how can she go and marry anybody else? She's wearing a hat of Yankel Smith, of an Ashes Ish, vis-a-vis Yankel Smith.
Okay. How do we know that she's this premise that she's considered to be a grusha is so Yankel Smith?
That's
maybe not.
Rabbi Kiva takes that as a double poshut. That's nothing to talk about. So now Rabbi Kiva had two pirchis on Reb Lezer. The first pircha the Gemara said must be talking about a case of almanas, right? That's what the Gemara said. If you go back a few lines back here on the Omid Aleph, we had that original taina, and the Gemara said it cannot be that first situation is talking about a chutz situation. Because it says Moida Yerblezer Makarshis Ishtoi Yamaloi Chutz Miploini, and then afterwards she got married. Then the Isser that was originally there from the Chutz Mi Yankel Smith falls away. And see, therefore says Gemara, it must be that the Tana of Rebbe Kiva was Almanas. That's four lines from the bottom of the Amud Aleph. El be Almanas. That was the Tana. Dover Acher, and we said this Dover Acher cannot be talking about an Almanas situation. Because it must be talking about a chutz, and that's what we just concluded at the top of Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Hari Grusha Eslim Biznos Ela B'chutz. Straight Timora for Rebbe Kiva, make up your mind. Ichutz Svirolei. If Rebbe Kiva understood that Rebbe Lezer's case was talking about a chutz situation, lois of chutz, then you should only ask the kasha from the Dover Acher, from the second time. The Almanas Virulain, if he felt that Rebbe Lezer was talking about an Almanas situation, lois of Almanas, then he should ask the first Taina. How can he ask two Tainas, one Chutz and one Almanas? The Gemara takes it as Dover Pashit that Rebbe Lezer holds only in one of the two cases, not both cases. So how could Rebbe Kiva ask on both? Says Gemara, Rebbe Kiva, Shmielei de'ika de'amar Chutz, v'ika de'amar Almanas. Rebbe Kiva heard in Bismedish that some people say that Rebbe Lezer only said his halacha by chutz. Others said that Rebbe Lezer only said his halacha by almanas. And therefore, he said, Mandi yama chutz, you that say Rebbe Lezer to my chutz, hai pircha, this is my pircha. Or Mandi yama, the one that said almanas, hai pircha, this is my pircha. Therefore, he's trying to cover all of his bases and asking a pircha on each one. Pray tomorrow, umay pircha, what is the pircha now of the second? In other words, what the Gemara is asking, remember Rava said on each one of the tainus of Rav Tarfin and Yosi Aglili and now Rav Akiva, on each one there's a pircha, except for Rav Blaza ben Azariah, the less little pircha. Now what's the pircha on this second Kal V'Chaymer that this second Dover Acher, this is the Kal V'Chaymer one, with the Grusha and the Almon and the Eishes Ish, pray Timar my pircha. It could very well be that Rav's pircha was the Gabi Issa Kahuna, the Issa Kahuna Shani, which means we took it as a double portion until now. The Issa Kahuna is more lenient, more kal than Issa Eishes Ish, because this is only an Issa Lav and this is an Oynish Amisa. So maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the Issa Kahuna is much more chomor in the sense that the Kehanim, as we know, are the elite of Klal Yisrael, and therefore here Bilehem mitzvahs for the Kehanim, more mitzvahs than anybody else. They have the mitzvah of doing the avoida, they have the mitzvah of not marrying a chalola, a zoyna, a grusha, etc., etc. So maybe that's the reason why, since Kehanim are so chamur, even though she's not a grusha vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, but she's a grusha vis-a-vis everybody else, that's why I go and say that she's also the Yankel Smith as a shtickle grusha. Yeah, but grusha is not a chomor because it's a kehanim. But maybe the Yisra of Eishes Ish in that respect is not as chomor, and therefore you don't have. In other words, it's a pircha on the Kal V'Chaim. And that's the Gemara's gosh, a pircha on the Kal V'Chaim. So the Gemara, my pircha, inami, inema, Yisra kuna shani, horab lozen namin Yisra kuna kamaisi lei. That lechoyr is not a pircha on Rebbe Kiva, because how did Rebbe Lezer know his din in the first place? In other words, what's the makar that Rebbe Lezer says that you can have a shiur in the get? I never heard of something so strange. You can go and say, chutz from Yankel Smith. Come on. Oh, cool. You said that. So the choyre, the raya is, and if you remember, yesterday in the Amid Beis, Pei Beis Amid Beis, we had two makoyres. One makor was that it says in the posik in Parshas Emor that a kohen is not allowed to marry isha zayin b'chalal lo yikachu, the isha grusha meisha lo yikachu. She's not allowed to go and marry a kohen is not allowed to go and marry a grusha meisha. What do you mean the meisha? Every grusha is a grusha meisha. See, the Gemara said that even if afilu niskasha ela meisha nifsal min kohen, that was a much more chomerdika situation. In other words, it was mikotza lakotza. We've been talking about a situation where he gives her a get that he's matir her to everybody except for one. The case of Ela Meisha, said Rashi, is talking about Hariat Megureshes Mimeni. You are Megureshes Mimeni, you're no longer my wife, no more Eishes Ish. However, V'i'at Muteris L'chol Adam, but you're not allowed to marry anybody else. The husband must be a really, really nice guy. He's giving her a writ of divorce. Okay, we're no longer married, but you're not allowed to marry anybody else. Ein lecha iguna gedoyla mizu. She's a terrible iguna. It says, Yimara v'zeu reyach haget. Actually, it says it's called reyach haget. Anyway, so what do I see from that? That the whole raya that this get works, it has a din of reyach haget, and she's osur lekoyin, I'm learning it from the din of kahuna. So don't ask me, oh, maybe it's a kahuna shiny. The whole mocker of Reb Lezer was from kahuna. And if you hold that the din of kahuna is more chomer, then how do you know that you can have such a get? Hariat muteris l'chol adam and chutz miploini. Only by kahanim, where there are these special chumras, but maybe stam hazayin nishtu. So tomorrow, rova kerbianai mishum zaken echad kumaisi. Yesterday in the Gemara we had another drasha. That was Rabbiana Mishum Zaken Echad. If those of you that want to look it up, it's Pei Beis Amid Beis, fifth and sixth line from the top. Amakra, it says in the Pasuk, V'yotzami Beisai, V'holcha V'hoysa Li'ish Acher, Afilo Heitira El Li'ish Acher, Harizu Megureshes. Even if the entirety of the get is only to be matter her to one individual, not like our case, which is much worse. He's being matter her to everybody, except for one individual. Here he's only being matter to one ish aker. Is it good to get? Shoynai Bazoi, we're not talking about a raya from Issachar Kahuna. Therefore, this pircha on the pircha that we just said now, that a blazer also learned from Issachar Kahuna, not like Rabbi Yana Mishum Zaken Echad. There we learn it from the parasha of Gittin itself and not from Issachar Kahuna. Anyway, so we have now raised three out of the four arguments that were discussed in the Amud Aleph, and we brought the pircha on each one, that each one we could go and, so to speak, defer or knock out the taina of three of the four. The only one that we did not attempt to knock was Reb Lozer ben Azariah, where the Gemara holds less lay pircha. We're going to come back to Reb Lozer ben Azariah further down the Amud. In the meantime, Amalem Reb Yeshua, Ein Meshiva Nesari Liachar Misa. You can't go and ask Kashas or Belezer after he already passed away. Frank Timon, the member, Rabbi Yeshua, Kavose, Svirale. Are you telling me, therefore, Rabbi Yeshua is in Rabbi Lezer's camp? And he also agrees that you can make a shiur beget. Rabbi Yeshua himself has his own pircha on Rabbi Lezer. Which is that pircha? We haven't mentioned it yet, but we're going to discuss it shortly. So Timon said, how is Rabbi Yeshua coming to Rabbi Lezer's defense? Rabbi Isai, don't ask Kashas Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer is the great lion that has passed away. Rabbi Yeshua himself asked a pircha, a kasha on Reb Lezer. Zokti Yimara, Hachi Kamalahu, says Rabbi Yeshua to the others, Lidi dinami lesli pircha, I also have my own questions about Reb Lezer's halacha. I have my own difficulties. Miu, bein ledidi, bein ledidchu, both for me and for you, for Zekanim. We cannot go and ask any questions on the Ari after he passed away, because had Reb Lezer been around, he might have had various answers to our questions. What was Reb Yeshua's pircha? The Torah in the parish of Gittin is makish. It brings together both the original husband and it brings together the second husband. Where does it bring together first husband and the second husband? Because it says that the first husband, the cost of La Sefer Krisis,
V'nosin b'yoda, v'shilcha mi'beisoy. And what is, happens after that? The yotze mi'beisoy, v'holcha v'hoysa li'ish acher. So now I have two psukim back to back. The first one talking about the first husband, but because of Lo Sefer Krisus. And then I have the second husband, v'hoysa li'ish acher. Now makish one to the other. In which respect am I makish one to the other? Makish koidme havayishnir. Koidme havayishnir means the history prior to her second marriage. The koidme havayirishoina, to the history that took place before her first marriage. Ma koidme havayirishoina le agida v'inishachrina. Just like by the first marriage, she was a total penuya, never had any marital relationship with anybody else. First time she ever got married, no strings attached to anyone. Second time she wants to get married, you also cannot have that she had some sort of loose ends, loose threads tied to somebody else. And here you're telling me that if she wants to marry the second time, she does have a thread attached, vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, she's still an Eishes Ish. So this was the Pircha of Rabbi Shua. Zokimar Gufa. We go back to what we learned on the Amud Aleph in that Braisa. Moider Blezer. Now this is a major concession, if you will, on the part of Reb Blezer. Remember, Reb Blezer said that if a person gives a get, Tariyat Metes Chalodim Chutz, Me Yankel Smith, he is still married, and she is still married, vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. Aha. Zokimar. Moider Blezer, Megarish Ishtar, Yomu Laharat Metes Chalodim Chutz, Replaini. Now what happens if she doesn't marry Yankel Smith? She knows marrying Yankel Smith is a no-no. She's not allowed. So she married Beryl Jones. She married somebody else. Moshe Goldberg. Whoever she married. Doesn't make a difference. And then after that, that marriage terminated. Either because Moshe Goldberg passed away. Or Niskarsha gave her a get. What's the din now? Says Rabbi Lezer, Muteres Lazesh and Nesra Olav. At this point, she's allowed to marry Yankel Smith. What's the svara? Rashi says in the Amud Aleph, since she married somebody else, and that marriage unfortunately terminated with a get, or the husband passed away, now she's a total penuya. She's an almona mitagrusha, but she's a total penuya. That cuts off the original relationship that she still had vis-a-vis the first husband. And therefore, she could now go and marry Yankel Smith, as we state in the Brisa. Hey, Shem Reb Shem Bar Eloza, tshuva l'divrei Reb Lezer. Says Reb Shem Bar Eloza to Reb Lezer, I don't understand what you just said now. Hey, Chem Atzinu Shezeh Oyser V'zeh Matir. How could it be? Husband number one asked her on Yankel Smith. He said, Hariyat Materes Chalodom, Chutz Mi Yankel Smith. First husband left the Isser Eishes Ish intact, and oisted her on Yankel Smith. Now she goes and marries Beryl Jones and Moshe Goldberg. As a result of that marriage, when that marriage terminates, now she's allowed to go and marry Yankel Smith. That second guy, Moshe Goldberg, had nothing to do with the original husband. The original husband put an isser on her, and now Moshe Goldberg goes and removes that isser. How can he go and remove somebody else's isser? You know, if the first husband would now give her a brand new get and say, okay, including Yankel Smith, everybody, that I hear. But the first one answered her. The second one could be mad to her. I never heard of something like that. But see, she said, oh, you said mad to her. As we frag to Pshim Bar Lassa. Frag to more of a law, you never heard of something like that. Bar Yivama, the Baal Oyser, Yivama mad to her. Every single case of Yivam, the Baal, when he married her, answered her to the entire world. The Baal now died, now the Yavam marries her, and now the Yavam, if and when Chulila, he gives her a get, she'll be mitaris to the whole world. How can the Yavam be matter her to the whole world? It was the original husband that asked her to the whole world. The Baal oisa the Yavam matter. So you see that this is not such a strange concept. Says, come on, give me a break. There's no comparison. Hasam Yavam hu ka'asr la. The reason why the Yavam will eventually give her a get if they get divorced is because the Yavam created his new Isser, the Mibal Hashari Vakaima, vis-a-vis the first husband. As soon as the husband died, then she became Muteres to the Yavam.
he didn't create an Isser, the Baal didn't create an Isser, he created a Heter, that from now on you can go and marry somebody else. Who's that somebody else? You can marry the Yavam. And if the Yavam dies, you'll be able to marry somebody else too. So it's the Baal that was Matir, and it's the Yavam that asses her by being Miyabim her. Now from now on, she can't marry anybody else until the Yavam gives a new get. So therefore, the Baal Oysered, and the Baal was Matir, and now the Yavam, when he was Miyabim, he asered, and now he is Matir. So there's no comparison. A prayer about Bahari Nedarim, the Noider Oyser, a person makes a Neder, he makes it Oser on himself, he goes to the Chacham, Chacham is Matir. How can the Chacham be Matir? Zeh Oyser, Zeh Matir? Says he, this is Nishke Kasha. You can't have stam a blank check. You want to be matir. You want to go to the chacham. You have to have charata. And therefore, how does that charata, that remorse, how does that help? Says Rashi, because as a result of the charata, he's oike the neder l'mafreya, because he asks the person that comes in with the neder, sir, if you would have known that these consequences would have occurred, would you have ever taken upon yourself the neder? Of course not. I never dreamt that this is going to happen as a result. Oh, would you have made the neder? No, never. See, it's oikel mafreya, as if he never made the neder. So it's not that he's matir the iser. The whole iser falls away ab initio as a result of the charata. I'm breaking my area for a baal. The isha neder is a baal mefer. Every time a woman makes a married woman makes a neder and her husband hears, he has the right to be mefer. Whether she likes it or not, whether she has charot or not, makes no difference. He can be matir. So I see from this, one can ask her, one can be matir. So Simon, that's also no right. Hoskar ha-pinchas, yimishmei derov, yimra-pinchas, yimishmei derov, kolon ederes, aldaz, baal, yinoy deres. Any woman that marries, automatically, just like you say, hariat mekadesh eslib et habaz zu, kedas moishim yisrael, when she makes her neder, she's saying also, kedas baali. If my husband is maskim, then it's a neder. If he's not maskim, no, then there's no neder to start off with. Kol nederes al das baal nederes. It's baked in, implicit in every single neder, that if the baal is made for it, no neder. And therefore, no kasha zeh matir zeh oyser, no neder to be matir, no neder to be made for it. Okay, that's the end of that discussion. Now we get back to Rablozo and Azari. Rablozo and Azari was the lone holdout of the four, where Rava said, kulu islu pircha chutz Rablozo and Azari. So when Reb Lezer is already on my Krisus, you know why Reb Lezer is wrong? Because it says in the Pasuk, the cost of law sefer Krisus, Dova koyes bein noy le bein no. It's got to cut every single thread, every umbilical cord, every string. If there's any string attached, any thread attached, it's not a good get. Alamaru tishen ze Krisus. Here, since there's a thread attached vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, no get. Pregnum of Rabbanan. Rabbanan means the other three. Reb Tarfin, and Reb Yosi Aglili, and Reb Akiva. Why didn't they bring this right from Belozo and Azariah? Hi, Krisus, my Abdilei, what do they do with the posik of Sefer Krisus? They need it for another halacha. What does it say in the Bryce? Arzekitech, Amanash loy tishti yayin. Amanash loy teilchi lebeis avich li oilom ein ze Krisus. Shloishim yoyim arze Krisus. What the Gemara is telling us is, a husband has the legal right to attach a condition to giving of the get, but it cannot be a condition that lives with her and continues with her until the end of her life. Why? Because that means at no point is she allowed to remarry, because she has this condition hovering over her head. So how does it get to Chamanash L'tish D'yayim? I give you a get, but you're never ever allowed to drink wine for the rest of your life. You're never allowed to go to your father's home for the rest of your life. Ain't the crisis. Because you have a thread attached, a string attached, so she's going to die. So she'll never ever be able to get married. On the other hand, okay, for 30 days she won't drink wine, 30 days she won't go to her father's house. That's a good crisis. Oh, so that's what I need the Pasuk of Krisus for. So Gemara Ve'idach, what does Rablozo ben Azariah say? Mikoris Krisus Nafka. He says, I learned both drushes. Drusha number one, that you cannot have a shiur begitten, like Rablozo said yesterday. That's one Dovra Koires. And since it doesn't say the course of law, Sefer Koires, you say Sefer Krisus, comes to tell you this other halacha when you have a Tanai that she lives with for the rest of her life. The Idok, what did the blood of Nazari, what did the other Rabbanim say? Koires Krisus loy darshi. They don't darshi in Krisus to tell you two halachas, only halacha one. That halacha is this halacha of Shloi Tishti Yayin or Shloi Teilch Lebeisavich Liyad. Amar Rabba. Rabba is now going to address this last brisa we spoke about the Tishti Yayin or going to the father's home. Amar Rabba, how is it kita chamana Shloi Tishti Yayin kol yimei chayai? As long as I, the husband, am alive, ain't ze krisis. Why not? Because that means that she's stuck with him for the rest of his life until he passes away. No, so that means she cannot get remarried. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, why not? The husband might be 50 years older than her. He's going to pass away eventually, and then she'll be able to remarry other people. The Gemara is going to ask that. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, I'm an ashal tishti and kol mei chayai. As long as I, the husband, is alive, I don't want you seeing ever, I don't want to see you ever drinking wine. Ain't zekris. Kol mei chayai ploini. However, if he says, as long as Trump is alive, as long as Biden is alive, or somebody else, how is the krisis? Then the krisis is a good krisis. Frankly, when my shnach chayy ploini, to do my moys umekayma late tonight, because eventually everybody's going to pass away. We only find four cases in history. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, of four people didn't pass away, but everybody else passes away. So eventually, it's going to happen, and that's the reason why the do my moys umekayma late tonight. If Biden or Trump pass away and she is still alive, then she'll be able to go and remarry without a problem because she has fulfilled the tanai of the get until the last moment. And the same thing applies to the husband. Maybe he will eventually pass away and then she'll be able to remarry. So what's the difference between a third party and the husband? Says, Yimor, you're right. If he says to the wife, Sprinza, as long as you're alive, I don't want you to drink any more wine. Or as long as you're alive, you can't go to Beis Abba. That means, ain't zekrisis. Why? Because it means until her last breath on this world, she has not fully fulfilled the tonight. Because maybe a minute later, she'll still go to Beis Abba, she'll still drink wine. So therefore, that's not a krisis. Okay, one more case, Rabbi Yisai. Boyim and Eirov and Merav Nachum. You have a different type of shiur. The shiur that we had until now was, as you know, chutz from Yankel Smith. Here we have another shiur, another type of very strange situation. This is not a shiur in individuals, this is a shiur in time. And he says, I'm giving you the get, and this get should be effective today on Monday. The entire Monday from now until 12 o'clock tonight, 11:59, I'at ishti. This should be a get. But tomorrow, starting from 12:01, lamachar at ishti. I want the get to end. So the shiur is not a shiur in individuals, it's a shiur in the time coverage of the get. I only want this get to be chal for today, not for tomorrow. Freitim ramal. What's the halacha now? Tibayla blezer, tibayla rabban. Tibayla blezer, ad kala kamar rabbanu ahasam. When did the blazer say you can have a shiur in the get? El demand de kashori, kashori li oila. There, because since she, the husband only asked her vis-a-vis Yankel Smith, but vis-a-vis the entire rest of the world, the other 9,999,000 Jews, what was the story? He gave a permanent get vis-a-vis them. And that's why she's allowed to marry any one of those other 9 million for the rest of her life. She's just not allowed to marry Yankel Smith. Avalok, in our case, loy. There's nobody in the world that he is being matir her li'olam. He's only being matir for 24 hours, for today. After that, he says, I'm back husband and wife. So even her blazer would agree that type of shiur doesn't work. Well, maybe. There's no difference. Since her blazer holds that you can have a shiur and get, you can have any type of shiur and get. Maybe this works. When did Rabban say it does not work? Because you have a string attached. What's the string attached? You're mutter to everybody else. Chutz mi Yankel Smith. She's still an ashes ish vis-a-vis Yankel Smith. Aval hoch in this case, kim de poska. As soon as he gave her the get,
even though he attached the Tanai and said, but I want you to revert to be my wife tomorrow. The Gemara holds, everybody holds, this doesn't work. Come on, you can't have something like that. Kiven the Poska, once the marriage is done, that this Hari Atmuteres L'Chalodim today, for the entire Monday, then it's done. To be able to go and be remarried, he'd have to remarry her. But until he remarries her, once he gives a get, it's over with. Ah, Zokti Gemara, Basadabai Yehoda Pashta. After we asked the Shaila, the Gemara was Poishet, Mistabra, Svara tells you this shear is different than the shear that we spoke about yesterday. Mistabra, Bein Rablez, Bein Rabbanan, Kima the Paska Paska. As soon as the marriage ended by giving her a get, even though he said it's only for today and not for tomorrow, sorry, once the marriage ends, the marriage is terminated, that's the end of the story. Boy, say, Azoy is this Svara. I don't have a real reason for it. The Svara tells you, you can't play games over here. Once you give a get, it's all over. You want to go remarry? Isn't that? Okay, we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai.